As part of the Best Job Ever series, I visited a yarn shop to speak with Dana Chadwell and find out what she loves most about her job. Dana, you are a knitting instructor.
Yes.
You work at a knitting shop.
Yes.
Basically, yarn is your life.
Yes, it is a large part of my life.
When did you learn to knit? I mean, who taught you?
I learned to knit here at Genuine Purl. After my grandfather died, we cleaned out his house, and I found in one of the closets a huge collection of knitting supplies that had been my great-grandmother's. And so I, of course, said, well, I can learn to knit, and I won't have to buy anything, which is ridiculous. That April, my husband bought me knitting lessons for my anniversary, and so I started taking classes here. And I stayed in classes here for several years and got really close with the people in that class. And that just sort of segued into me working here occasionally and then more regularly over the years.
Knitting can be a very solitary thing, but it's also more fun when you're sitting around with other people that are knitting. When you knit personally, do you knit as a solo knitter or do you find time to get together with people you know?
Both. Knitting is one of those things that if you're somebody who doesn't wait well, it's a great way to keep yourself occupied while you're waiting for an appointment or, you know, to get a car fixed or whatever. But, you know, I'm here at least 3 days a week. And so in slow moments, we sit and knit and we'll knit with customers. But we also have a sit and knit on Thursday nights. And in my classes during quiet moments when no disaster's happening, I also knit. And so I get a good combination of knitting with people here and then knitting on my own at home. And a lot of times it's dependent on the project. If it's a fairly complex pattern, I like to work at home, you know, on my side porch or in my living room where I've got natural light and peace and quiet. But there's a lot of long stretches of stockinette in patterns where you don't even have to look at the knitting, much less focus on it. And that's what I tend to work on when I'm around people because, you know, we're a very social shop and our customers sort of turn into friends and family and we spend a lot of time knitting with each other.
Teaching knitting is not the same as doing knitting. What do you find to be the biggest difference?
Well, teaching knitting, to a large extent, is about knowing how to fix mistakes and knowing how to read patterns. And those are skills that you acquire over the course of time and with experience and with your own sort of panicked moments. But I have the advantage working here of fixing other people's mistakes, so I don't necessarily have to make all of the mistakes in order to learn how to fix them. But in teaching knitting, it's almost a translation service because you are teaching people to read the patterns and to understand a new language. There's a lot of math involved. Some of it's incidental, some of it's crucial. You're teaching people a new skill, which means to learn the new language.
Knitting is basically two stitches, a knit and a purl, and a combination of those stitches. Whether you're dropping them or you're shifting them for a cable, whatever you're doing, it's just two stitches. How easy is it or how difficult is it to get your class beyond just a straight knit?
I have been fortunate to have such great students over the past few years. They all learn at their own pace, but they're all interested in learning more and improving their skills and moving on to more advanced projects. And I think, you know, you wouldn't sign up for classes unless you wanted to push yourself a little bit and learn a little bit more. It happens fairly quickly. You know, usually I spend a week with a new knitter on Knit and Purl, and after that, I put them immediately into a pattern so that they're using that combination of stitches. And by their second or third pattern, usually they've gone beyond just Knit and Purl, maybe not into lace, but into more complex patterns and shaping, increases, decreases, things like that. I try to get people into hats fairly quickly because you learn so much from the construction of a hat that can be applied to garments and larger things. It doesn't take as long when you're in a class environment to move beyond the basic stitches as it does when you're sitting at home looking at YouTube or trying to read a book and teach yourself. Instead of pulling it up on the computer or looking it up in the book, you turn to the instructor and say, how do I? You can move much faster that way.
How many times do you teach lessons here at Genuine Purl?
I teach four classes a week that are regular, recurring, every week classes. And then every month we try to offer a few specialty classes, and I'll usually offer one specialty class a month. My class this month is How to Repair Your Mistakes. It's a one-day class, but students can come to both days if they feel like they need a second session. And it meets in the afternoon, so it doesn't interrupt our regular morning or evening classes. And then we also do private lessons. So I'll usually have a couple of students a month who want private lessons to get an advanced technique or because they can't quite fit regular classes into their schedule. So I teach a lot.
You also work at the shop. Now, what all is involved in working at a yarn shop?
Well, my gift is organization. Everyone brings something different to the yarn store that works here. We have such great people who work here, and we work for the best owner. New yarns come in weekly, at least, and during the season changes, huge boxes of yarn come in. We'll get 10 new yarns in a day and have to find a place for them. So my specialty, I think, is finding a place for the yarn and getting it organized and that sort of thing. I'm an organizer by nature. But a lot of what we do during the day is our existing customers who are working on projects come in for help with mistakes or help understanding a pattern. People come in with patterns, and we help them match a yarn to the pattern. They come in with a yarn. We help them find a pattern for the yarn. You know, it's all the things that are involved in a store. You know, you Swiffer the floors, and you neaten things up, and you check people out. But it's also having the expertise to help people who need help, because if people get frustrated and stop knitting, they stop buying yarn, and I don't have the best job in the world anymore.
What's the most complicated thing you've made?
I don't know. I guess it depends, you know, in each category I've done something complicated. There are some lace shawls that I've worked on that have been multiple patterns of lace that were time-consuming and required a lot of focus and attention. They're not social knitting. I knitted a cardigan that was large, you know, it was a long cardigan, so a big cozy cardigan. It had a lot of yarn, a lot of cables, a lot of lace. It took a lot of time. It wasn't particularly complicated, but it was time-consuming. I have a shawl in my knitting bag right now that I've ripped out twice, and I can't figure out what's wrong with it yet. So, you know, at the moment, that turquoise shawl is the most complicated thing because I can't get it to work. As far as the most complicated thing I've ever knit, probably a fancy lace shawl with a lot of changes in pattern.
As a hobby knitter, which a lot of people are, a lot of times the piece takes a long time and you get bored with it or you set it aside. And then when you come back to it, sometimes you're not sure where you were with it or things like that. Do you find you or your students run into that? How do you overcome that?
Well, sometimes you just have to put a pattern in time out. If you're frustrated with it, if you're irritated with it, if you dread working on it, put it in time out and work on something you enjoy. This isn't a forced march through your knitting. And we all do that. I mean, everyone has a pattern stashed away that they've gotten halfway finished with and haven't looked at in a year. And yes, sometimes you do pull those out, and it's a real head scratcher as to exactly where you stopped because you did something dumb like get frustrated, stuff it in your bag, and not write down where you stopped. So I always advise my students, no matter, even if you think you're coming back to the project in 2 minutes, write down where you were because the phone could ring and you could have some emergency and not touch it again for 3 months. But, I mean, we knitting professionals do the exact same thing that hobby knitters do, which is get tired of something, put it down, get new projectitis, start something new, not finish your old project. I mean, we all have those. And the longer you knit, the more of them you have.
Do you envision yourself teaching knitting, keeping yarn on the needles for the rest of your life?
I can't imagine not knitting. Like, I can't imagine a time when that's not something that I always have going on, at least a little. Life is full of ups and downs, and you never know when you're going to have a sudden set of circumstances that keep you from getting to your knitting. It's always going to be there. And I love, 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 love teaching knitting, and I love my classes, and I love my students. And it's so interesting because they all work on different projects, and a lot of them are things that I would never knit for myself for one reason or another, but I get to work through those patterns with them, and it keeps my skills sharp. It keeps me interested. I encounter really interesting challenges every week in trying to help people with their patterns.
If you had to give advice to someone who's never knitted before, they just walk in the door, they look kind of dumbstruck at all the twists of yarn around the walls, what would you say to them?
We get new knitters every day, and I urge people to take classes because it makes it so much more fun to be around other people who've been in the same place where you have and to have easy access to help. And the other thing is, you know, don't overthink it. learn the knit stitch, learn the purl stitch, and don't stress about it. People get really uptight when they first start out, and they're stressed, and you can see them grit their teeth and clench their fists, and their shoulders get raised up to their ears. And if you can get them to relax while they learn those stitches, they're going to have a lot more fun and go faster.
And after all, you can always just take it back out and use the yarn again.
You can't break knitting.
Dana Chadwell teaches knitting at Genuine Purl on Market Street, just north of the Market Street Bridge. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.